Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text comes from the inspired pen of the Apostle of Love, St. John, in his first letter, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Beloved, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That is our text. Dearly beloved in Christ, it was a delightful, but moving vignette on television. It was a hectic scene that was portrayed, a busy garage, car repair shop, the manager was surrounded by people, eager customers waiting for his service, mechanics asking for his advice, those seeking his signature. He was harried, distressed, tension was all about. And suddenly over the loudspeaker, a voice came and said, "Hey boss, your wife just called. I told her you were busy, but she said I should tell you she loves you." Suddenly the whole mood changed. Love can make your day, as it did there. His tense features dissolved into a broad smile, and everybody around him sort of relaxed. There was a transformation of the situation. With human love, at its best, can soften the harshness of life and introduce beauty and meaning to life, how much more cannot divine love be an essential ingredient of every day we live? Yes, indeed, love can make our day, particularly divine love. And as we consider the words of our text, what manner of love, we are moved to see the contrast. Jesus was identified as the eternal Word by the same beloved Apostle John in his first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by him. And so in the beginning, this eternal Word, speaking to a pristine, an undefiled world, said, "Let there be light." And light and light became the heritage of man. But then something dreadful happened. Satan, the father of all lies, seduced Eve and Adam, led them in the challenge of God, developed within them greed and jealousy, and man fell into sin. And the dreadful darkness began to spread over the face of the earth, and death became the heritage of man until this same eternal Word, this beautiful Savior of ours, said, "Let there be love." What manner of love? It was a love in the Father, so that he spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. It was that abiding and certain love in the Son, who loved us and gave himself obediently and willingly for us, enduring death, yes, the death of the cross, in order that we might be saved from our sins. It was love that impelled our beloved Redeemer to send his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power and wisdom and peace, who working through word and sacrament, creates faith, strengthens faith, and nurtures us throughout our earthly pilgrimage. This then is the manner of love, the essential ingredient, the love that can make our day and all the days that we live. And our Redeemer, who cradled us gently in his arms, and called us by name, whose nail-pierced hand held us, and through the water of regeneration administered the forgiveness of sins, and gave us that beautiful name, sons and children of God. That beautiful act, an act of love, has brought all of us into the kingdom of God's grace. And now today, as we are gathered together here in this place of worship, as we approach the altar of our Lord and there see the table that he has furnished, we will receive individually that sign and seal of heaven itself, that each one of us is a child of God, receiving the broken body and the shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This then constitutes our ministry as we go out and follow our several calls. The ministry of shedding and sharing this love upon our fellow man, first of all permitting it to radiate and beautify our own lives, reassuring us that we are indeed the children of God, and then sharing this rich blessing with all those with whom we come in contact. And the beautiful thing about this transforming power of God's love for us is that it institution initiates a practice and a process within us. Each day we are changing. Each day we are struggling with our old Adam and our evil flesh. And each day, by the power of that regeneration and the remembrance of our holy baptism, we are strengthened and nurtured for the battles of life. Inevitably, we do commit sin, but then we come for forgiveness at the end of each day. A process is initiated, whereby we become more solidly and more beautifully the children of God each day that we live, remembering His love. And of course, the final transformation, when that endless day dawns upon us, and the process is at a conclusion, the earthly process, and the divine once-for-all process of giving us the glorified body, that same body which in this post-resurrection celebration we remember our Savior showed to the disciples. This glorified body will be ours through all eternity. How can we then this morning, filled with joy and peace, assured of the forgiveness of our sins, go out into life to stand in deep depression? Rather, with joy filling our hearts, let us say resoundingly to our world today, divine love indeed makes our day. Amen. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.